This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 35 people are dead and millions of acres burned in wildfires across the West, the majority of deaths in California. President Trump will be in California today to get a first-hand look at the devastation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the Trump administration isn't doing enough to help the state.
Leadership at the very top needs to be earlier, stronger, and from the president, I wish that we would get as much attention not based on an electoral map, but just purely on being Americans.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Tropical Storm Sally churning towards the northern Gulf Coast. It's expected to gain strength before making landfall late tonight or early tomorrow as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. Mandatory evacuations in place for parts of southern Mississippi. The governor there has told residents the time to get out is now. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A $100,000 reward now being offered for information about the suspect who ambushed and shot two Los Angeles County deputies on Saturday. The two are still in critical condition. A senior re-election advisor to President Trump says the coronavirus pandemic won't be the main factor which drives a voter's choice this November.
The ultimate driver of the electoral decision for most Americans is going to be what it typically is. Who can create prosperity for me, for my family, and for this country going forward?
President Trump signing an executive order to lower the cost of drugs in the U.S. to the level paid in other countries, tweeting, "The days of the rest of the world free riding at America's expense are over." He said drug prices are already coming down quickly.
And on that score, the president has a compelling story to tell.
On Fox News Sunday, Steve Cortez said Americans will be thinking most about which candidate will bring about good economic times for them and the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Kanye West will not be appearing on the Wisconsin ballot for president this November. That's because West missed the deadline of filing his papers by 14 seconds. He appealed it. A judge, though, said the clock rang five times at the moment 5 p.m. arrived on that day, and he equated it to a clock hitting midnight. West's campaign argued it actually had until 5:01 p.m. to file. It's arguing that the Wisconsin Elections Commission interfered by also locking the doors at 5 p.m. Hollywood is looking to Wisconsin ahead of the November election. The cast of Parks and Recreation, the NBC sitcom, will host a cast reunion and Q&A on Thursday, an event that will be live-streamed to anyone who donates to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It's the second big-name Hollywood reunion for Democrats in that state. The cast of The Princess Bride reunited yesterday in their own bid to raise money for Democrats and get out the Democratic vote in the Badger State. And Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 80s, the updated version of the Game and Watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with the update, they can now play three, Super Mario Brothers, Ball, and Super Mario Brothers, The Lost Levels. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, right? I'll tell you, they just keep coming up with more of this stuff to keep us at each other's throats, to keep us divided, to be very much the ununited states of America, as we're all bifurcated in our individual silos, you know, throwing hand grenades over the fence at one another. And somehow we're supposed to come together, and you have, you know, one party particularly talking about unifying the people, but they're doing more to inflame and keep us divided than, you know, coming together. And of course, you know, you look at what somebody is going to do based on what they have done, and the indication is it leaves you wondering, you know, if it's just more of the same, more bluster and just, you know, more rhetoric than substance. And that's what's being loaded upon we the people. I mean, hey, it's the political season. And do you feel like a mushroom yet? Huh? Kept in the dark and fed manure, as they say. And it is piling on. But in between all that, it's up to us to make sense out of it in this era of COVID, where, you know, everything is just super, you know, super critical and sensitive. Democrats are trying to do everything they can to make the president look bad. But along the way, nobody's asking the question, you know, what are you doing? You know, how are you helping out the cause here? I mean, even a discussion with Chris Wallace yesterday with a Biden campaign spokesperson, you know, and I appreciate that Chris tried to hold him to the fire a bit in trying to, you know, walk through the timeline. But again, you know, here it is, the rhetoric there is there. And I think, you know, maybe Wallace and others, you know, in these Sunday shows feel like they have to, you know, they have to talk to him and let him, you know, talk themselves out and represent their case. And then it's up to us, for we the people, to see, okay, can we see through this and understand what they're saying to us and how hollow it is? It's not substantive. I mean, did Joe Biden really? I mean, Joe Biden tries to present. I mean, you know, this is the thing that's frustrating for me. I don't know about you, but, and I find this to be a condition of the Democrats, that they are raising to an art form the ability to rewrite history in spite of things they say. And they've taken the media so much for granted. And of course, the media has been useful idiots to their cause anyway, because they carry their water for them, you know, softball questions. They themselves are not even doing, I mean, they're really not interested in objectivity. I mean, clearly they're interested in one thing and one thing only, and that is getting Donald Trump out of the White House and electing Joe Biden, even though in their heart of hearts they know that with Joe Biden becoming president of the United States, boy, the foundations of the American way of life are in peril. and along with the basics that we have taken for granted as American citizens, you have somebody clearly who appears to be mentally deficient. Let's just put it in those terms, okay? I mean, he's having a hard time. I mean, it's sad. It reminds me of, like I said, you know, family members who have gone through, you know, early stages dementia, how they start to lose things. And here we are. I mean, Joe Biden is supported by otherwise, you know, very, I would say, talented politicians, even on the Democratic side. I mean, say what you want to say about them. But, I mean, these are people that know better. But they're so partisan that they figure, okay, this is the horse we got, and we got to try and, you know, get him to the finish line one way or another. But once you get him to the finish line, what happens after that? I mean, who takes over? Okay, so the brain trust of the Democratic Party is supposed to take over. Is that what's supposed to happen here? It is amazing. But, you know, Steve Cortez, who's been with us many times, and I respect Steve. Steve is a spokesperson, and they put him up front and center, especially in a timely moment when, Hispanics are becoming so important to the race here, and the Democrats are seeing Hispanics moving in numbers. You know, people of minority and color are moving in numbers away from the party. And we say moving away from the party, I mean, you ask them, they say, well, it's not me moving away as much as the party moving away from them. I mean, just the basic principles of conservative life do not rhyme with a reason. And this is why, whether it's people of color, Hispanics, that are more and more aligning themselves with one Donald Trump. But listen to what Steve Cortez had to talk about in terms of the president's job in a time of crisis to be reassuring to the American people. Because this whole controversy over Bob Woodward, to me, is a bit ridiculous. I mean, here's the president having an open conversation. Of course, Woodward's taping it and finds it convenient to hold some controversy, and people think, okay, well, what was the president supposed to say? How he was supposed to handle this? And I believe most people who support Donald Trump understood what Donald Trump was saying. But here's Steve Cortez explaining it to Chris Wallace.
There's a key difference here. When the president is talking about legitimate fear of what can happen in America if Joe Biden were to win, and if disrespect for the police were to continue to become the norm in this country, he is trying to exhort the American people to action, to say we can stop this, we can back the police, we can restore order, we can insist on the rule of law. That is sensible to recognize that there's legitimate fear out there in the country. What is not helpful would be to tell the American people that this virus is out of control, because what would happen? Things like hoarding, which was happening anyway at that time. It was already commencing. The president's job in a time of crisis is partly to be reassuring to the American people, to convince them that we can and will persevere through this epidemiological Pearl Harbor. And that's what he did. He was reassuring to the American people. At the same time, he was taking decisive action. He didn't just offer flowery phrases and then sit back. No, he reassured the people and decisions.
See, and I think that this was the thing that's a bit frustrating for Wallace and others. They cannot see how, how the president would work and what his purpose was. You know, you just take things that Bob Woodward reported on. You know, for why did Bob Woodward report on it like this? I mean, he, as much as President Trump talks to his base, you got Woodward talking to his base and those antithetical to raise doubt about President Trump's, you know, about his presidency. I mean, this guy's working nonstop. I mean, just on sheer volume alone, I mean, he makes Sleepy Joe look bad, and the Democrats, you know, this is getting to be worrisome, because, Biden, by comparison, is at home. He's in his bunker or rarely coming out. And Donald Trump's doing 3-4 rallies compared to Joe meeting with a couple of people. And, of course, now how they're positioning this is that, you know, the president is reckless. He's there in, open campaigns. They've got people there. They're not wearing masks. And, they would love nothing better. I'll tell you, if there's any way the Democrats could come up with some sort of proof, or, well, and they don't even need proof, do they? It doesn't seem like proof is even relevant in their vernacular. But any indication that could demonstrate that there was an outbreak of COVID as a result of one of President Trump's campaigns, you know, all hell would break loose. hope that would not be the case for the sake of anybody who could potentially be affected. But, you know, this is what's going on in the body politic right now and how competitive this race is and, sadly, how mean-spirited one side happens to be. And somehow we're supposed to come together. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open-pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
For the best, but prepare for the worst, and attack the virus on these four vectors: PPE, therapeutics, vaccines,
we have
and
heard,
testing. And
we
that's
have,
what we did.
Okay.
So look,
we have heard government officials say that the president should have been straightforward with the American people, and he was not. Not just Democrats, by the way. I want you to take a listen. Here's Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, followed by Democratic Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey. Take a listen to them.
The American people can take hard facts, and he had an obligation as president to be straightforward with them.
If we had known that earlier, we would have shut the state meaningfully earlier. It's inconceivable to me that we wouldn't have been able to save lives as a result of that.
All right, may I respond?
Bipartisan
now,
consensus. Bipartisan consensus. Yep, that the president should have been straightforward.
Can I respond here, Jake? Okay. Yep. Go back to February and March. We're in the fog of war from the China virus. There are competing views as to whether this is simply the flu or whether this is very serious.
What are the competing views?
And we go through. Hang on. The scientist. Look, you had Nancy Pelosi dancing with scarves in Chinatown at the end of February, saying, "Come on down." You had De Blasio and Cuomo in March saying, "Come on down." You
why
had
wasn't
Dr.
the president
Fauci
straightforward
saying
with the American
that there
people?
Was low. He why? Was straightforward.
No, he wasn't.
There was. Look, Jake. Jake, I'm telling you
just answer
what
the,
our strategy is.
It's a very basic question. Right, you want to talk about what you want to talk about.
You
okay?
cherry-picking.
You know, I'm not cherry-picking. On February 7th, he knew that it was in the air, that it was five times deadlier than the flu. That's on the tape.
He expressed that to Woodward, but at the same time...
Two weeks later, he's saying the flu is deadlier than the coronavirus.
Jake,
Why wasn't he honest?
You just don't want to listen, Jake. You just
I want you to answer
listen.
The question.
I am answering
the contentious battle between Jake Tapper and Peter Navarro. And, you know, it's interesting, and I was hoping that Navarro was going to ask Jake, well, let's look back on the reporting of CNN during that same period of time of what they said. And, of course, they'll put it off into whatever it is, you know. I mean, the idea of COVID-19, what was going on, and we know the disparity of different reporting, and, you know, whether it was Nancy Pelosi, even Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has been, you know, in the spectrum, and sometimes, you know, the media will look to Dr. Fauci as the go-to expert on anything that has to do with COVID. And then also the WHO, which is not even brought up so much. But originally we were, you know, taking our lead, and we were told that we need to make sure that we are consulting with the WHO. I mean, to such a degree that even now Zuckerberg, Facebook, and other tech agencies are leaning on the WHO as the final authority. And we know what the WHO has done. But you don't hear Tapper. You don't hear the talking heads on the left, you know, grinding them down. And then what they try to do, again, as I mentioned earlier, in terms of a rewrite of Biden's position, they try to make it seem like as if Biden was ahead, more ahead of this than the president of the United States. I mean, you know, early on, you know, was trying to understand, you know, what was going on and what we were told by the WHO, what we were told by Dr. Fauci in terms of battling this. I mean, you know, it's all on the file, but they really are trying to put this at the, you know, at the feet of the president of the United States. And I get it. Look, he's the president of the United States. And, you know, as we traditionally say, the buck stops there. And, you know, these are, I think it's definitely going to play out the way it is playing out, and people are going to make up their own minds. And, you know, for the Democrats and those on the left and those supporting Biden, they want, you know, this election to be about how the president handled, this COVID-19, problem, you know, this pandemic. And, you know, and I think in so many, I mean, like in any analysis of any challenge that comes into play, you're going to have winners and losers. You're going to have things that you're going to be looking back retrospectively and said, look, we moved pretty positively here on this. And, whether it was, you know, making up the difference of states that, like New York, that misspent their money earmarked for, PPE, equipment, and they were left hanging because the governor decided to appropriate that money in another direction than what it was intended to be appropriated. But, you know, boom, you don't want to talk about this, you don't want to bring that up, and Governor Cuomo has the audacity. I mean, again, if the buck is supposed to stop at the top of leadership, that means it should stop at the governor's office where it's appropriate, stop in the president's office where it's appropriate. But the Democrats will do everything they can to, you know, push the blame. But it wasn't President Trump. President Trump wasn't even around when it came to allocating dollars in New York for PPE, and he wasn't even around when Governor Cuomo decided to divert the money from PPE to windmills. Okay, that's all on the governor. And yes, President Trump was there when Governor Cuomo, who, again, we live in a democratic republic, and this is, you know, some of the things that you wonder is what are these, you know, these democratic talking heads and others want the president to do? I mean, they say he's a totalitarian, but, you know, when it came to handling the pandemic, he let it belong, just like the pandemic that's happening on the streets in terms of this racial strife that's going on. He's let it lie in the hands of these governors and these local authorities as they should. Now, if the president came in and overrode everybody, said, hey, look, I know it's come really close because we have American citizens who are being threatened and being killed out there because of the irresponsibility, whether it is with, you know, Cuomo deciding to put people in nursing homes, you know, huddle them together, the most vulnerable. And we had a huge outbreak there when you take those numbers that Cuomo had influenced greatly. I mean, this is on Cuomo. This isn't on Donald Trump whatsoever with what he decided to do in these nursing homes. But, you know, they don't want to talk about it again because what's happening, according to polling, and why they're jumping all over this is right now the polls would indicate, which is, you know, a bit mysterious to me, frankly. But again, this goes back to our expectation of the buck stopping and the level of responsibility that goes with the office of the presidency. And the American people are putting it at the feet of Donald Trump, according to polling. And so, you know, the media is jumping all over this because they see this as a bit of Achilles heel. They don't want to talk about the economy. I mean, they all want to talk about COVID. They all want to talk about the Bob Woodward book, which, you know, as some have questioned, going, you know, what was President Trump thinking? And even talking to Woodward in the first place, you know, and I think that's a fair question. It's not like Bob Woodward's a friend and he would support him in any way. And even, you know, from an objective standpoint, Bob Woodward has not been objective in a long time. And he's partisan and he's proven to be that way time and time again. But, you know, on the other hand, you give Donald Trump credit for even talking to Woodward and saying, look, he believes in what he believes in and let the chips fall where they're going to fall. And you really can't accuse the president from dodging, you know, dodging interviews like you can for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not going to go. He's not going to go on Fox. He's not going to, you know, have his feet held to the fire. And here it is along with the Democratic Party when we needed, you know, we've already got people voting and you know, what are we going to end up with? How many states are going to already have voted before the first debate? And we have three debates scheduled. And, of course, you could argue there's not even one conservative moderator. And you can't tell me that all of these moderators for these debates have been known for their objectivity. They've been very, I believe, one-sided against this president. They have a long history of that. And this is what President Trump is walking into when it comes to the debates. But look at the president has the facts and he has the experience on his side. And we'll see how that plays out. And the American people will hear and they will decide as far as the debates are concerned. But it's unfortunate for those who have voted already that the debates will not be part of that decision. And you wonder, after everything is said and done, how many regrets will there be once they see the debate? We'll see how that plays out. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. We've got the former congressman from Colorado. Yes, we're going to get an inside look of what's happening on the Beltway, what's happening in the body politic with Bob Beaupre after this.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 35 people are dead and millions of acres burned in wildfires across the West, the majority of deaths in California. President Trump will be in California today to get a first-hand look at the devastation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the Trump administration isn't doing enough to help the state.
Leadership at the very top needs to be earlier, stronger, and from the president, I wish that we would get as much attention not based on an electoral map, but just purely on being Americans.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Tropical Storm Sally churning towards the northern Gulf Coast. It's expected to gain strength before making landfall late tonight or early tomorrow as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. Mandatory evacuations in place for parts of southern Mississippi. The governor there has told residents the time to get out is now. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, some 224 years, almost to the date, in his farewell address, President George Washington warned us about political parties. In warning the American people against the negative impact that opposing political parties could have on the country. During his presidency, he witnessed the rise of the Democratic-Republican Party in opposition to the Federalists and worried that future political squabbles would undermine the concept of popular sovereignty in the United States. Are we living out, and have we been living out, even in spite of that warning, the very thing that the first president of the United States warned us? Bob Oupre, former Colorado congressman, is with us right now, and this is Ben. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, thank you, Bill. I hope you're doing okay.
Hey, doing fine, staying COVID-free by the grace of God, and, of course, all these COVID numbers, again, because of the partisanship, and I think even as George Washington warned us about partisan politics and the establishment of parties, of how dangerous and how devastating they could be on a democratic republic, I don't know that the president then could have even imagined that it would rise to this level.
Now, it's interesting you'd want to talk about this morning, Bill. I just finished a book about the founding fathers, written by Joe Ellis, and then I read a biography immediately after that of John Adams. Adams had the same concern, as I'm sure you're aware. But the divide now, I don't know that we've ever seen it so great. And, and yeah, I'm not a totally objective observer. I've been a lifelong Republican. I served in Congress as a Republican and proudly wear that banner. But if the two parties have moved apart, I don't think anybody objectively can say that it's been the Republican Party that has dramatically moved, let's say, to the right.
Mm-hmm.
What has really happened is the Democrat Party, think back to relatively recent history, Jack Kennedy. This is not Jack Kennedy's Democrat Party.
Not even close.
No, it doesn't even resemble. Go, and if you want evidence, it's a quick read. Go read Jack Kennedy's first inaugural address.
Mm-hmm.
You would swear that it must have been given by a guy named Reagan, not a Kennedy. Right. It doesn't even resemble current Democrat thinking. And then, you know, to top it all off, if it isn't a policy move that puts an exclamation point on your point. With the election of Donald Trump, the Democrats adopted as their would say, single-issue agenda to resist this president, to oppose this president, to demean this president in every possible way they can, and that's exactly what they've done. That's all they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a leadership position? I don't think so. So
right.
Well,
you know, Bob, for just a minute, though, you know, I want to pause on just a moment here. You know, what the Democrats have done, yes, in resisting Trump, was they resisted the will of the people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what needs to come out loud and clear here is they told the people, you got it wrong. And they've been doing this with policy along. I mean, I happen to be in California here right now. Still, every once in a while, it hits me. I said, I still cannot believe to this day. They had a proposition years ago called Proposition 8. It was about the definition of marriage between a man and woman.
Right.
8 million people in California voted. This was before ballot harvesting, by the way. So maybe that's not fair. But because the way they do numbers in California these days, you have to include that that ballot harvesting vote that comes by and large from a lot of illegals who are here. And we know California has become the capital of illegal immigration. And but anyway, 8 million people voted for the definition of marriage, one man, one woman. And all it took was one activist, gay judge, to eliminate 8 million votes. And the people of California just shrugged.
Yeah, just shrugged. It doesn't matter what the people in a democratic process decide. They can be overruled. And you know, if God help us, but if the Democrats happen to win a majority of the United States Senate and Biden's in the White House, one of the very first things they will do, Bill, is expand the Supreme Court, and they can do that legislatively.
Right.
Expand the Supreme Court to probably 13. Biden will immediately get 4 appointments. You know which side of the aisle they're going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Then Katie bar the door on on judicial activism. Yeah, you mentioned, and I think it's a point that we need to expand on the will of the people, and my condemnation of what the Democratic Party has come to be in these days and the results of it. Let me also condemn the vast majority of the mainstream, so-called mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
We elected a president 4 years ago that promised to do some things, and people have a right to hold elected officials to that agenda. In anticipation of this, of our conversation this morning, this is just a brief list I just wrote down from my own little feeble memory. Said he'd restore the economy. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuild the military. He did that. Secure the border. He's doing that. Defend life and religious liberty. Oh, has he done that?
Mm-hmm.
Like no other president. Judicial appointments. He's over 200 now to the federal bench. Energy independence, NATO funding, holding those other NATO members accountable, which he's done. Get us out of the Paris Accord and that crazy Iranian nuclear deal. Now we've got recently, and just in the last couple of weeks, the historic agreement between Israel and the UAE, and now Bahrain has joined in.
Right.
The Kosovo-Serbia agreement, the USMC trade agreement, and for the first time, I suppose in my lifetime, we've got a president who doesn't just say China's a problem, but is actually pushing back on them and holding them accountable. tell me another president who's done better at keeping his promises. You may not like the guy personally, but if you want performance, he's got a record.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, how do you fire him? And that's his question. How do you fire him for doing the job, right? Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what this comes down to. But so he represented the people, and he said that on Inauguration Day, that the talking heads, the mainstream media, to your point, said was a dark speech. You know, so what does that tell you when he says today, I mean, unlike Hope and Change and Barack Obama's promise to fundamentally transform America, Donald Trump says, you know, we've been missing it. We need to get this country back in the hands of the true ruling class, which is we the people. And they freaked out.
And the media just pounds him relentlessly. Let me give you an example of kind of a local example for me. The Denver Post yesterday, the Sunday Denver Post, had three reprinted, they weren't original articles, reprinted two from the New York Times, one an AP article that were just ridiculous and so slanted in their attacks on the president for different issues, just ticky-tacky stuff, but all with sensational headlines, you know, Trump bad, thus Biden good. And then they did include a puff piece on Joe Biden. I mean, it's just relentless, and you'll see this in the so-called mainstream media day after day, 365 days a year. Trump can't do anything right, right, in their opinion. And you know, I don't know that I've ever seen a time like this. So back to your original point about the partisan divide. The mainstream media is bought in totally with this leftist resist anti-Trump sentiment, and they have just been relentless in their mission.
And where they're taking us, Bob? I mean, if they were saying, "Look, we really see a, you know, as Joe Biden would say, build better." If we really saw something being built better, but we see again the continuation of the fundamental transformation of America as declared by one Barack Obama, and you look back in the rearview mirror and you don't see anything that would reform or do something to fortify the U.S. Constitution, but the mere destruction. We've got more coming up.
Let's use this September National Cholesterol Education Month as a chance to make our heart health a priority. In these uncertain times, it's more important than ever to take care of ourselves, and that includes high cholesterol management. Be sure to make time for exercise, stick with your heart-healthy diet, and keep taking your statin medication as prescribed by your doctor. Take it from me, it's how I'm managing my own cholesterol, and my heart health is better than ever.
That was actor and comedian Howie Mandel on his heart health tips. While lifestyle choices can help manage high cholesterol, this may not be enough. For some, a cholesterol-lowering medication called a statin may be prescribed. However, despite the benefits, 50% of patients stop taking their statin within the first year, which may lead to increased cardiovascular risk. Patients should talk with their doctor about any challenges in sticking with their statin. Visit TakeCholesterolToHeart.com for information about starting the conversation. This report is sponsored by Kowa Pharmaceuticals America, Inc.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength of fight, your golden. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
You know, I think even Danny Gokey's song, If the Democrats Had Their Way, would cry foul, because it seems that the idea of positive thinking and trying to encourage people is being outlawed by the Democratic Party. Bob Beaupre, the former Colorado congressman, businessman, is here to talk about the re-election headwinds that Donald Trump is facing. Bob, you know, it's like if the president, as the leader of the United States, demonstrates any kind of optimism, he's criticized as if he has no regard, no understanding that he's some sort of dunce altogether. And the nerve of the mainstream media to be so blatant about this, I mean, it's not even close. And this is a thing that, whether it's Chris Wallace or others reporting on this deal, the preponderance of negative reporting toward this president, I don't think there's been anything like it in our lifetime, has there?
Not that I can recall. And while you were setting the stage, Bill, I was trying to sort through my gray matter archives. I mean, going clear back, I don't remember the Second World War, but I certainly remember Vietnam and everything since. And I still believe it is a large part of a president's obligation to make us feel good about being American, to make us feel that, as we have done historically, that regardless of what challenge we face, we will tighten our belt and we'll throw our shoulders back, stand up straight, and we'll go conquer that challenge.
Exactly. Well, that's the job of a CEO, Bob. Bob, that's the job of a CEO. You beat the drumbeat for the mission. I mean, what appalled people so much about Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter lost faith in the American people, right?
Yep. Excellent point. Excellent example.
Yeah.
The malaise.
Yes.
yeah, excellent example. And what happened to Jimmy Carter? He was a one-termer, and rightfully so. I think, you know, the benefit of hindsight is always perfect, of course, and And a terrible analogy, but I'll use it anyway, with the NFL season starting this weekend. Everybody in the stands after there's a play, after there's a game, and their team didn't do it right. You criticize the coach, you criticize the quarterback. Everybody's smarter than the guys on the field, but somebody's got to play the game.
Exactly.
The job of President of the United States is no game. It's the most difficult, most challenging, most important job in the world. And sure, you can always second guess, but as Teddy Roosevelt said, you gotta kind of rally around the man in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this circumstance, totally uncharted territory, this coronavirus, as I look at it, I thought he, did initially and continues to put on the right persona. You know, we're going to get through this. We're going to prevail. We're going to develop a vaccine. We're going to keep people as safe as we possibly can, but we're also going to have an economy that can function as best we possibly can through this time. Let's don't forget, this was the guy who, against an enormous amount of criticism and some advice from his own experts, he put the kibosh on travel from China, which was the source of this virus, and he did it right away.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that was his call. Now, instead of applauding him for that, here we've got a press that keeps chanting that somehow he put us in peril. I don't accept that. If he put us in peril, How about people like Gavin Newsom?
Right.
How about people like Governor Cuomo in New York?
Exactly.
And De Blasio in New York.
What about Nancy Pelosi?
Amen.
What about the Democratic leadership? What did they do to carry the water to help the American people defeat this, this pandemic, war weapon that was thrust upon us? What have they done?
It's just obscene, and it's so transparently, not just one-sided, it's for one purpose, that he lose and they win. It isn't about right and wrong. It isn't about good government. It isn't about what's going to keep us safer or better or preserve our society. In fact, if they win, What we used to think of as the United States of America is going to be even harder to distinguish and find.
Yeah.
If zero sum game means anything, we're in the middle of one, Bill.
Exactly. Well, and this is what the American voter, I hope, maybe in their closets, Bob, because based on the polling that the pollsters would want us to believe, that the American people are being duped by the Democratic Party. They do not see that this is clearly a power play. Let's go back to the Kavanaugh hearing. Lindsey Graham called him out directly and said, you know, for you guys, it's all about power. It's really not doing right by the Constitution. And he just basically called him out for it with all sorts of passion to say, I hope you don't get it. And here we are right now. They're very close. And if they do, Bob Beaupre, I fear that America will become what California is, a one-party state. Republicans will be inconsequential, and we will have policies that have destroyed the Golden State, now not just destroying one state, but all 50.
Well, what you just said isn't just hyperbole. I think it's reality. For a long time now, Bill, I found myself every 4 years saying this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Right.
I'm saying it again, and I'm saying it with even stronger conviction. The policies put forward, I mean, forget Joe Biden. Does anybody really think Joe Biden's going to be the power in the Oval Office? It's going to be Kamala Harris and John Podesta.
Mm-hmm.
That's frightening. To me, it's frightening because what they advocate doesn't resemble America. We talked earlier about Jack Kennedy's Democrat Party. The strong economy, lower taxes, a strong military presence, strong foreign policy, America first. That was the message of even the Democrat Party back then. That's no longer the case. It's anti-American. It's anti-free market capitalism. It's anti-sovereignty of the individual, which I always thought was a cornerstone of America. Now it's all this greater good nonsense and central planning. Where have you heard that food before?
Exactly. Right. Right. Well, as a friend just texted me, he says, we will transform to the People's Republic of woke stand. You know, and...
yeah. Amen.
Rightly said. No, that's
sadly, but rightly said, yeah.
You know, because we just have lost, we've lost our senses. I used to have a mentor early on in my business life, Bob, would say that you can be so open-minded that your brains fall out. And this is what's happening, is that we've lost our minds. We've lost our very brains to be able, to calculate this. And here we are, a very small percentage of people are controlling Portland, a big city like Portland. Yeah. They're overrunning it.
Day after day.
Yeah.
No end in sight. Who ever thought that this would be happening in the United States of America?
And they say Donald Trump is putting fire on this stuff. How is Donald Trump putting fire on what these governors and these local mayors, Democratic mayors, have allowed to occur in their cities at the expense of businesses and jobs and their very people? And somehow it's Donald Trump's fault?
Right.
And all he said is, and he says, look, I want to help. I'll send in help. No, stay out of here. You're just making it worse. He's not even involved. He's making it worse.
Right, right. You know, Abraham Lincoln wisely predicted that if America ever fell, it wouldn't be from an outside force, an outside enemy from abroad. Mm-hmm. He said it would be from suicide, that we would kill ourselves. And
well, here we are. I mean, Trevor Loudon, who's been with us many times, and Trevor's a researcher, Bob, and he points out that there's over 100 card-carrying, defined, self-declared democratic socialists. Now, people hear democratic socialists, and all they hear is Democrat. They don't hear socialist. But what they are, these are the foreseers and the forebearers of communism and Marxism. The enemy is no longer existential, to your point. It lives amongst us, and it is in Congress, having access to information that heretofore we never thought could be, could be considered.
Perfect example again. We got them right here in my Colorado, on the Denver City Council, within our state legislature, Democratic Party again. And no longer do they hide behind it. They proudly profess they're a Democrat socialist. Emphasis on the second word.
Well, what the Democrats are doing with mail-in voting as well, in terms of invalidating, legal votes, is unconscionable to me. But their desire to make sure that they win at any cost is clear. Cheating, whatever means possible, that they can win over Donald Trump, it's no holds barred, Bob.
That's the Solowinski recommendation and agenda, and they're playing right out of his playbook.
Well, hopefully the American people do not wake up before it's too late. Now is the time. Bob Beaupre, he is the former Colorado congressman and businessman who's been with us. Robert, Godspeed. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.